The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And Jesus said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Our lessons today form kind of a training manual for us, an evangelism 101 book, if you will. If we begin with Samuel, we read that Samuel is a young boy and his mother Hannah has come to the temple to pray, and she wants to have a son so that her husband might be proud of her. If her prayer is answered, she promises that her son will be raised in the service of the Lord. So Samuel is born and later is taken to the temple to be trained as a priest. Eli is to be his master, his trainer, his mentor. Samuel learns the basics, how to light the candles and care for them, how to clean up, how to keep the temple fire burning, how to do all the little things that Eli, in his old age, probably needs a little help with. Samuel has not yet learned the word of the Lord or learned anything about prophesying or any of those other things that are about to come his way. Then one night he hears this voice calling his name. He assumes Eli needs something, so he runs to Eli to find out why he called him. Twice more this happens before Eli figures out that Samuel's not just having a bad dream, he is actually being called by God. So Eli tells him then how to answer and how to listen the next time God calls him. So here in these first two steps of our evangelism course, we learn that number one, we should listen. God is calling us. God calls each and every one of us, calls us so that we may use whatever skills we have to serve God. So listen for God to call. Listen to what God asks you to do. And then listen to others as they tell their stories of how God has called them. Listen to what the world is doing and what God is doing in the world. Second, we learn that when God calls, answer. Next week, we'll hear a little bit about what happens when we ignore God's call, when we read the lesson from Jonah. But for now, remember that Eli's instructions to Samuel are to say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And then, of course, listen. We move to our gospel text, the calling of the first disciples, and we learn that Jesus has been kind of hanging around John for a few days, and some of John's disciples have become interested in this Jesus person, who John claims is the Lamb of God. Two of the disciples become so interested that they go to following Jesus around. At some point, Jesus notices them and turns around and asks them what they want. And they say, well, where are you staying? And his answer is a simple invitation to come and see. One of the two, Andrew, decides that he's going to share this information he's learned about Jesus with his brother, Peter. And then Philip, who Jesus has called to follow him, goes to Nathanael and offers him that same invitation that Jesus gave to Andrew. Come and see. As disciples of Jesus, we too are called to bear that same witness to Jesus, the Lamb of God. We are invited to tell our stories of our faith journey to others. We are invited to give them that same simple invitation. Come and see. For many of us, hearing that word evangelism probably causes a little panic in our hearts. We think about knocking on strangers' doors and having lengthy conversations with them and trying to show them how knowledgeable we are about Scripture and that we have all the answers to their questions, right? Instead, Jesus shows us how simple it really is. Our third step in Evangelism 101 is to listen to God's call and respond to it, and then to offer the invitation to everyone to come and see. Our job as evangelists is simply to invite. No scripture to memorize, no faith to prove to anyone, just a simple invitation. Come and see what it's all about. I remember many years ago when I was first serving on church council, someone asked me about serving on the evangelism committee, and I was ready to head for the door. Knocking on doors and talking to strangers is not something I do well. And I certainly did not want to share my ignorance of the Bible, at least back then. I have a whole bunch of Southern Baptist cousins, and I knew that they knew Scripture way better than I did. And then what if somebody asked me a question? I wouldn't know what to say. At that time, I certainly had no answers for anybody. So as an evangelist, I would have been a pretty big failure. And I think most people have that same reaction. We think we have to be trained almost as well as the pastor. We think we have to study the Bible day and night before we talk to someone about our faith. And I'm sure many of us would believe that we'd have to memorize lots of Scripture so that we could quote it without having to look it up. I mean, why else would someone come here unless we convince them how good of Christians we were and that we had all the answers they wanted to hear, right? But Jesus tells us to simply say, come and see. That's all that's required. We aren't required to worry about our credentials. After all, Samuel was only a boy, and God called him to not only preach his word, but to present his judgment to Eli. Samuel was very young in his training and nowhere near experienced enough to understand who was calling him, much less any idea of what it meant to be a prophet. But he learned from Eli to listen and to obey. And we can do that. We can listen to God, listen for God, and then do what God asks of us. God calls us to witness to others, to tell our faith stories, and to invite others to come and see what it's all about. We don't have to have a great big full church or fancy services or guitars or anything that some people think are required. What we need is that willingness to issue the invitation, to say to someone, come and see. Because after all, we're not inviting them to come and see us. We're inviting them to come and see what God is up to in this place. We're not inviting them to come here and meet us, but to come here to meet and worship God. We're not inviting them to come and hear how wonderful our music is or how inspiring the preaching is, but to come and hear the Word of God, to receive the body and blood of Jesus, and to be prepared for whatever the Holy Spirit has in store for them. So, see, it's not about us at all. We simply issue that invitation. Say to those who we meet, come and see. Come and see what it's all about. As Jesus talks with Nathanael, he tells Nathanael what he knows of him. And Nathanael's surprised, thinking it's some great magic trick or something. And when Jesus says he saw him under a fig tree before he met him, Nathanael claims Jesus to be the Son of God, the King of Israel. And Jesus responds, if you think that was something, you ain't seen nothing yet. For God is always up to something. The Spirit is stirring and is ready to stir us. For you, dear brothers and sisters, God is calling you to go out and witness. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't take a lot of training. It just simply takes a willingness to say, come and see. And then stand back and watch what the Holy Spirit does next. Amen.